Surely women wouldn't sabotage other women, right? Surely we wouldn't hold each other back from career positions or even friendships with other women. Oh, but we do sometimes, and we need to get honest about it so we can be better women and have better relationships. This month on the Jesus Over Everything show, we're talking about things that affect our lives, but we don't often talk about and need to. This is a big one, women, and I'm jumping in. I'm your host, Lisa Whittle, and if you're new here, welcome. If you've been around, you know how this goes. Jesus, honesty, and straight talk. Let's go. We had a big show last week about aging and beauty, and it's probably more than you even think when I say those words. We talked about a lot of things, super important, I believe. If you haven't listened yet, I really hope you will. I told you last week on that show that this series was sparked by some feedback I got when I posted on social media about our impossible standards of beauty that we are currently trying to keep up with. But there's something else. From that initial idea for a show, I made a list of topics of other things that we needed to talk about openly. And this was on my list. And then I went to social media and I asked you what you thought we should be talking about that we often avoid. And this subject came up with so many of you as well. And that solidified that I needed to talk about it, and it needed to make the cut. I want to also quickly add that I address this subject in my next book coming out in April. We haven't released the title of that book yet. We will very soon. And I address women limiting other women. So know that this topic is something that I've been behind the scenes writing about for a while in ways I've been preparing to share with you. So I'm excited about that. But let's get into this discussion today, because here are some of the things that you said about the way being held back by other women looks. This is kind of the way that it appears and shows up in our lives. Lack of support from older women in the church because the new way isn't what they are used to or want. That came up. Fake friendships and gossip came up. Hurting your reputation with other women or in other circles. Judgments from other women. Won't share opportunities they have because they don't want you to outshine them. Ooh, that one hurt. I read all of these responses, and I have to say that I nodded yes, yes, yes to each one, because many of them I've experienced, and I know them to be absolutely true. And I think that's the first thing to address, actually, that this is true, that this is a real issue, that you're not imagining things, that it happens all the time. And that's why we're dedicating a whole show to it. You aren't making this up. You aren't exaggerating things to call things out. There is a lot of talk about men holding women back. And certainly that's happened, I think, in times in society and in church life and all of those situations. But make no mistake, women hold other women back too. And here are some of the scenarios I think that can happen in. First of all, maybe a woman talks badly about another woman and thus biases someone to them. And it might just be that she sort of hints at things about that person that speak ill of their character in some way to get someone to not like them anymore, or at least question who they are, especially if that person is someone that won't have the opportunity to come in contact with that person so that they can judge them for themselves. Often this will sabotage them either overtly or subtly for a position or an opportunity or even a friendship in the future. That's sometimes a scenario that can happen. Another thing that can happen is a woman is in a position of power. She has the ability to elevate a woman to a position that woman is fully capable of doing, or she can extend a woman that she's been recommended even an opportunity which she knows would expand that woman's influence or career, and she doesn't, because either she is jealous of her, maybe she dismisses her because she has her own personal agenda, or she is insecure. She doesn't want to be outshined by her. This is more of probably a stifling than an actual sabotage, but because she does it knowing full well how good this opportunity would be for the woman. It is not an innocent overlook. This is especially hurtful when it happens in a church or a ministry setting. And so many stories of that happening over and over again. I've heard from many women. It happens a lot. And I even recently heard about this happening multiple times when I asked what you wanted to talk about. This was a scenario that happened, that occurred in the comments over and over again. Another thing that can happen is a woman takes an idea from another woman or gets praised for something another woman did. And instead of crediting that woman properly, she allows for people to think that she did the work herself. Now, this is not the same as having people work for you. It's not the same as creative collaboration. It is overtly stealing from a woman and not allowing her to enjoy the benefit of her labors. I've heard this in scenarios from photographers, from other writers, from a lot of times this can happen in creative work. And so this can happen over and over again. And certainly you need to know that there's nothing new under the sun. And a lot of people have similar ideas. And I think it's beautiful that the Lord has given a lot of people similar messaging. So sometimes we end up with the same type of messaging, but there are moments where it could be an overt thing. And that is a way of sabotaging another person's creative work or being able for her to enjoy the fruits of her labor. And then playing games with each other. I think this is a way that we sabotage each other emotionally. And I really want you to hear me on this. It's just not being straight up with one another. We sabotage each other's productivity and mental health and good work by not being honest with each other, by making each other guess when something's wrong with ourselves, by being manipulative with friendships. And we know it. The games we well know that we can play at times really sabotage other women. You know, we women have been clever ever since God created us. And it can be something very, very powerful. Our intuition, our ability to strategize, all of those things can be powerfully used for the kingdom of God. But you know as well as I do, women that are listening, that it also can be used in a very negative way. And sometimes we've used it against each other as women, and it sabotages us. It sabotages us mentally and emotionally. And we really need to check ourselves with this. These are just some examples of how women sabotage other women and how that can play out. And honestly, we as women should be each other's best assets in life. And often we are. I want to just say that often we are. When we are healthy and we are not jealous and we are secure in ourselves and our relationship with God, loving others like Christ would, we are. And, you know, even as I wrote this show, I had to stop and I had to pray and I had to ask God to search my own heart. Where do I need to change and be better? Where do I need to support the women in my life better and the women that you want to bring into my life? Forgive me where I have behaved poorly or held women back, because we can all get into this. We truly can. Satan does not want women to support each other because our unity is a force for the kingdom of God. Because if you've ever been around women who do support one another, or you've ever supported another woman, or if you have had another woman support you, you know how powerful that network is. So I've talked about the issues. I want to focus for the rest of the time on what to do with it, because we need some help with it, right? So here we go. First of all, I want us to know that this is not a terminal situation that we cannot fix. We can't alone, but we can with the help of Christ. Prayer helps a lot. It really, really does. Asking God to help us love each other more than we love ourselves, but more than that, loving Him, because that's really where it comes from. The more we love God, the more we don't want to dishonor Christ, because sabotaging our sister dishonors God. And I just don't think any of us want to get into that. And by the way, if we've participated in gossip at any point, we have all done this. So we cannot be too quick to feel wronged or to get on our high horse. But even on the other side of this, as so many of us have felt sabotaged or held back by another woman at some point, it's also our responsibility to forgive as unto God. So we love God enough that we don't want to sabotage other women. And we also love him enough that we're willing to forgive the women that have sabotaged us. It doesn't mean we have to have close relationships with them again and that we don't set boundaries, but we do need to be well within our soul by not holding ill will. Because remember, unity here with our sisters is the key. And so on either side of this, whether we've been a part of sabotaging or whether we have had been sabotaged and we are now holding a grudge, either way, it's not right and we need to get past it. I also want to say, I talk about in the hard good, how God really helped me to cheer for other women. And it was through hard things and it was through participating in processes that would shave that jealousy off of me, because we don't want to sabotage other women when we are healthy and not feeling jealous of others. I've noticed that that is far more diminished. And so if you need some help with that, the hard good might be a good resource for you. Also, we need to make sure that we aren't seeing something from a lens of past damage, or even maybe it's a personality trait or a personal insecurity that makes us perceive something wrong in and outside the church, in relationships, in our workplace, in our marriages and friendships. The way that we see things can really skew the way things are. The way that we see things can be due to our incorrect perceptions. And that's why we want to make sure that we have or are doing soul work with a counselor and always with the Lord. So sometimes you may need to go to a counselor. Always you need to be speaking with the Lord about it so that we don't cause our own distress or create problems that aren't there because we have a chip on our shoulder or we're perceiving things wrongly. It's also why we need people in our life who we can run things by and ask them, am I reading the room wrong here? I do this a lot with my husband because honestly, he's a male, so he doesn't carry some of the emotions that I do about female to female situations. And also he tells me the truth. We've been married 26 years, and so he helps me know where I'm out of line. And also at the same time, because he isn't a woman, so he can't understand our intricacies about things. He doesn't understand sort of that female vibe, right? I also consult with another woman or two often about things who both happen to have very forthcoming personalities. And they also tell me the truth about things because I know they're going to be honest when I'm off and they're going to give great counsel. Listen, as much as you might love your best friend, or that person who is always for you, go to them for comfort, but not necessarily for counsel. It's not that they won't want to tell you the truth. They will. They might even be a truth teller by nature, but it's just that because of your relationship, they usually can't be completely honest about something they know is going to hurt you. And then assuming you've addressed your own issues in the past and maybe even ongoing, it then becomes about making a truthful assessment. Okay, I'm reading something here that I perceive to be a bit of a sabotage coming from another woman. And you get very personal with the Holy Spirit. You name what that behavior is. You name it. You might need to write it down, but you certainly speak with the Lord about it. And you rely on the Holy Spirit's prompting more than your guttural intuition even about how to handle it. So certainly, you know what's going on. You believe it's going on. You know it's not just you. You've settled that. But how do you handle it now? And you need the Lord for that, because while it needs to be handled, without the Holy Spirit, you are not going to handle it well. And that could bring more damage to you and more to them and certainly more to the relationship. Part of that reliance is asking the Lord if this is something that you even need to confront or that you need to just handle. You and the Lord just handle it. Sometimes when I've consulted the Lord about these things, I have confronted. And sometimes the Lord has prompted me to just deal with it and just deal with it privately. And then I've trusted that he would make it right at some point. Neither ways of going about it are wrong, as long as the Lord is the one that you are letting guide you in that process. And if you feel led to confront, and it is someone that you have some type of relationship with or that you can get into contact with, have an honest conversation with them about the way you feel. This is really important too. Don't accuse them. Bring the facts to the table. It's really important to stay in facts. State your feelings, certainly, but stay in fact what's happened. State your feelings about it. Write down what you need to say so that you don't ramble and things don't go into a ditch. Pray first, and if appropriate, take someone with you. But most importantly, come with a humble heart. to make peace with them, even if you walk away from the relationship. It is about making peace in your heart, forgiving them. You might still walk away from the relationship, and you definitely probably need to set boundaries, but you still need to make peace. And last, if it is a space that you are constantly being marginalized and not let in and feel like an ongoing sabotage, I would say you don't need to continue to try to ask to be included there, as there's a big difference in being tolerated in a room and being invited in and welcomed. Don't assess this with unrealistic demands or a selfish spirit, but see it as a space that you need to make sure that you should be investing in as a child of God. And if you're constantly coming up against a brick wall and you sense that resistance all the time, it's probably not the right place or friendship for you, because God has gifts that he wants you to use and people that will love you and walk through life with you. Seek him to lead you to those right places. You've been listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to us wherever you get podcasts. Jesus Over Everything is a production of Joe Productions. Executive producer, Lisa Whittle. Produced and edited by Lainey Thomas. Art by Noelle Rhodes. Feel called to write or speak? Want to publish a book? Check out my community at calledcreatives.com. Trainings, expert advice, hands-on coaching, masterminds, and I'll help you finally write and publish that book.